Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Thanks for tuning in to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, and hope you're having a great week so far. The main mechanism for accepting clients into your firm is via your discovery calls. These are calls that you set up with prospective clients to help determine if you're a good fit for each other, and if so, to hopefully land a new client in your firm. Today, I want to share the only three goals that you need to be thinking about when it comes to your discovery calls. If you can adhere to these three goals, then your discovery call quality will improve and you'll land better clients at better prices. Here they are in no particular order. Goal number one for your discovery calls is to assess your scope of work. This is to determine what kind of services the client might need, how much work will be required, and when things will need to get done. You want to be in a position to outline what service level will be included in your proposal. If you don't perform this step properly, you will no doubt have issues when it comes to scope creep. Most firm owners I know are performing this step pretty adequately. On my end, I want to understand as much as possible upfront to be in a confident position to estimate how long each service is going to take and to get an idea of how we'll be delivering the work. If I don't have confidence in those areas, I'll have to continue my questioning. Goal number two of your discovery calls is to assess the value that you're bringing to the table. This is a critical part of your discovery calls, but it's often skipped by firm owners. Firm owners think that they should just be worrying about their scope of work and then shooting off a proposal, but they're ignoring the fact that your prices are based on value that you're creating. You might think in your head that you're creating a lot of value, but if your prospective client doesn't see it, then landing a price you're happy with will be difficult. In episode 137 of this podcast, I outlined the four value drivers that your clients care about, so you'll want to engage in questioning that helps extract information about what drives value from your prospective client's head in order to put you in a position to maximize your prices. For instance, if you find out that client A absolutely hates their bookkeeping while client B doesn't mind doing their own bookkeeping, which client do you think will be happier paying a higher price for bookkeeping services? The answer is fairly obvious. So goal number two of your discovery calls is to extract value drivers from your prospect and to help assess how much value you're creating for them. Okay, the third goal of your discovery calls is to assess fit. You might understand the scope and you might understand the value you're creating, but now you have to dig a bit to understand the personality of your prospective client. Will they be easy to work with? Will they be a pain? We obviously only want clients that are going to be pleasant. By now, you should know the personality traits that you're looking for from a client, so you'll have to engage in questioning or look at red flags to help determine whether you'll both be a good fit for each other. As an example, if 99% of your prospective clients are okay with the questions you're asking in a discovery call, but then you get someone that's getting upset about why your discovery call is taking so long and why you're asking them all these questions, that would be a pretty big red flag. And then your last goal for your discovery call is to advance the sale. Great, the conversation went well, but what are you doing to move things along in your sales process? Personally, I like to book a second call in the calendar immediately for us to review our proposal together. But that's not the only way to do it. The bottom line is that your fourth goal is to move your sales process along so that we are inching closer to getting an accepted proposal. Hopefully that helps. And if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.